周末摩尔检测一。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one, look, there are so many stars in the sky.
Yes, it must be a hot day again tomorrow.
Look, there are so many stars in the sky.
Yes, it must be a hot day again tomorrow.
Number two, tomorrow is Saturday. Can you introduce a fun place to visit?
Wild Animal Park is a good choice.
Tomorrow is Saturday. Can you introduce a fun place to visit?
Wild Animal Park is a good choice. Number three. If I have a hot air balloon, I will fly around the world and see many wonderful places and things.
That will be amazing, and the view must be different.
If I have a hot air balloon, I will fly around the world and see many wonderful places and things.
That will be amazing, and the view must be different. Number four. Stephen, it's already 10 p.m. It's time for you to go to bed.
Okay, Mom. I'll turn off the TV right now.
Stephen, it's already 10 p.m. It's time for you to go to bed.
Okay, Mom. I'll turn off the TV right now.
Number five. It's really a good habit to read books aloud in the morning.
I agree.We usually have a good memory after a good rest at night.
It's really a good habit to read books aloud in the morning.
I agree. We usually have a good memory after a good rest at night.
Two, 对话理解。本题共五个小题。每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number 6. Robert, do you want my brother John to fix that bicycle for you?
Thanks, Alice, but I have already asked Tom to repair it.
Question.Who will help the boy repair the bicycle? Robert, do you want my brother John to fix that bicycle for you?
Thanks, Alice, but I have already asked Tom to repair it.
Question, who will help the boy repair the bicycle? Number 7. I don't want to go to the river.Because it's quite dirty.
It used to be clean. In fact, it was the nicest river in the city.
Question, what does the river look like according to the girl? I don't want to go to the river because it's quite dirty.
It used to be clean. In fact, it was the nicest river in the city.
Question, what does the river look like according to the girl?Number 8. Do the students in that village go to school by bus or bike?
Neither. There is a big river, so they have to go to school by boat.
Question. Which transportation do these students take to school? Do the students in that village go to school by bus or bike?
Neither. There is a big river, so they have to go to school by boat.
Question, Which transportation do these students take to school? Number 9. The exam is coming. You should spend more time in reviewing your lessons carefully.
I know, Mom. I am confident in myself.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? The exam is coming. You should spend more time in reviewing your lessons carefully.
I know, Mom. I am confident in myself.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? Number 10. Do you like the program you saw yesterday?
Oh, I would rather go to the football match with you.
Question. What does the boy mean? Do you like the program you saw yesterday?
Oh, I would rather go to the football match with you.
Question. What does the boy mean?
Some. 语篇理解，本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
I used to watch her from my kitchen window, basketball in hand, playing alone. One day,I asked her why she practiced so hard. She said happily, I want to go to college, and I want to get a prize for my best performance. My father told me, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. One day in her senior year, I saw her sitting in the grass, head down. Quietly, I asked,What was wrong? Oh, nothing, came a soft reply. I am just too short. The coach told her that she would probably never get to play for a top-ranked team, much less offered a prize. She was heartbroken, and I sensed her disappointment. I asked her if she had talked to her father about it yet.She told me that her father said those coaches were wrong. He told her that if she really wanted to play for a good college and got a scholarship, nothing could stop her except her own attitude. He told her again, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. The next year, as she and her team went to the Northern California Championship game,She was chosen by a college coach. She was indeed offered a prize. She was going to get the college education that she had dreamed of and worked toward for all those years. It's true, if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
I used to watch her from my kitchen window, basketball in hand, playing alone.One day, I asked her why she practiced so hard. She said happily, I want to go to college, and I want to get a prize for my best performance. My father told me if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. One day, in her senior year, I saw her sitting in the grass, head down. Quietly, I asked what was wrong. Oh,Nothing, came a soft reply. I am just too short. The coach told her that she would probably never get to play for a top-ranked team, much less offered a prize. She was heartbroken, and I sensed her disappointment. I asked her if she had talked to her father about it yet. She told me that her father said those coaches were wrong.He told her that if she really wanted to play for a good college and got a scholarship, nothing could stop her except her own attitude. He told her again, If the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. The next year, as she and her team went to the Northern California Championship game, she was chosen by a college coach. She was indeed offered a prize. She was going to get the college education that she had dreamed of and worked toward for all those years. It's true. If the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
Si, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
Have you ever stayed in a hotel? Most Chinese hotels often provide guests with things like disposable toothbrushes and so on. Many guests like the idea because it is convenient. However, if you travel to Beijing, remember to bring your own things. Starting from June, some hotels in Beijing will no longer provide guests with these disposable things. They want to ask people to use less disposable things. Waste mainly comes from disposable things. People throw them away after only using them once. It is a waste of natural resources and is very bad for the environment. Do you know? One Chinese person makes as much as 400 kilograms of waste a year. Many disposable things are made of plastic. It truly does harm to our environment. So the less plastic we throw away, the better our environment will be. Therefore, wherever you travel, bring your own things to use. Back at home and school, you can also do something to make our world a better place. Try to do these things in your daily life. Use cloth shopping bags, not plastic ones. After using a plastic bag, wash it out and let it dry. Then you can use it over and over again. Do not use paper cups. To protect our environment, it is very necessary and important to save natural resources. Let's take actions now.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel? Most Chinese hotels often provide guests with things like disposable toothbrushes and so on. Many guests like the idea because it is convenient. However, if you travel to Beijing, remember to bring your own things. Starting from June, some hotels in Beijing will no longer provide guests with these disposable things. They want to ask people to use less disposable things. Waste mainly comes from disposable things. People throw them away after only using them once. It is a waste of natural resources and is very bad for the environment. Do you know? One Chinese person makes as much as 400 kilograms of waste a year. Many disposable things are made of plastic. It truly does harm to our environment. So the less plastic we throw away, the better our environment will be. Therefore, wherever you travel, bring your own things to use. Back at home and school, you can also do something to make our world a better place. Try to do these things in your daily life. Use cloth shopping bags, not plastic ones. After using a plastic bag, wash it out and let it dry. Then you can use it over and over again. Do not use paper cups. To protect our environment, it is very necessary and important to save natural resources. Let's take actions now.